It's time to get rambling with your host of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, Nick Pearl. This isn't a matchup people are clamoring to see, but it's one that I could really see Cena wanting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I am your host, Nick Pearl, and I'm back. It's been maybe 2 weeks, give or take, without a podcast episode, but I really wanted to let the podcast episode that I did with Billy M. Kidd, really wanted it to marinate. My New Year's resolution is to do maybe not as many episodes a week, but I want them to be meatier. I want the content to be more intensive, let's say. I don't want to do an 8-minute episode, a 9-minute episode. I want them to be in-depth. So that's my New Year's resolution to everybody out there. Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, it's good, but now it's going to be great. We almost are 1 year into the podcast. We started a little after last year's Royal Rumble, so we're getting there. We got about a month until a full year, and it's just crazy what we've been able to accomplish. Getting on Matt Hardy's Instagram page, first of all. Who would have thought that would have happened? Going to Legacy Pro Wrestling, House of Glory, getting recognized by some of those wrestlers, having some wrestlers come on the podcast. We've had Evil Kip from Creative Pro Wrestling. We've had Billy M. Kidd from Legacy Pro Wrestling. And coming up very, very soon as this week, even maybe a little early into next week, depending on when I get it done, we will be having another Legacy Pro Wrestling star on the podcast by the name of Moon Spider. If you think Billy M. Kidd is like a John Cena type of guy, Moon Spider is on the complete opposite side of the room. So when I sit down and ramble with Moon Spider, you know it's going to be a good one. And I can't wait to do it. So we have a lot of good things cooking up here on the podcast. Even though I've had some time away, holiday season, you know how it is. Got to go around, got to see family, got to clean the house, get everything in order, buy some presents. I'm a great gift giver. And if you want a gift, I have one for you. A great idea. I just opened it up literally 10 minutes ago. The Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast merchandise website. You can get a t-shirt, you can get a sweatshirt, or you can get a mug. I'm working on it right now. I got some other designs that I'm looking into doing. Right now, it's just the base design. If you don't like it, just wait. There's going to be more. No need to fear. If you want a shirt, your designer is here. So look forward to that too. Some nice merchandise. I'll be wearing them to a lot of the shows that I go to. So if you see me there, scan the QR code on the back. All right? And subscribe to the YouTube. All right, moving on. Now that I've done enough plugging for myself, there's been a ton of wrestling on, as there usually is. But the last, let's even talk 2 weeks. Let's just look at the calendar. On December 26th, the day after Christmas, Jay and I ended up going as a last-minute purchase to WWE Live, the holiday show at Madison Square Garden. Always a great time. The last time we went to it, we actually saw Bray Wyatt's, one of his last matches.
I'll die.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Ah! A lot of you guys know Bray Wyatt is my favorite wrestler of all time. Being able to be there, Bray Wyatt, in a match against Jinder Mahal. Don't hinder the Jinder. Please don't hinder him. It was just incredible. I have the chills just thinking about it. December 26th at MSG, we saw CM Punk versus Ludwig Kaiser, which I was very hyped up for. Big match for Kaiser. Kaiser, the future of WWE, as long as they don't keep him in mid-card purgatory. He can easily go up against Gunther in a world title match when the time is right for it. But great matchup we had there. CM Punk just pandering to the crowd. He's happy. Good for him. I'm happy to see him happy. But coming into Rumble season, I do not want him to win the Rumble. Punk should not win the Rumble right now. It's the same type of positioning that he's in like last year. If he wins the Rumble, will people be happy? Punk doesn't need to win the Rumble to go for a world title. It needs to be saved for a bigger moment. I'm not saying Punk will never win a Rumble. Give him the next year's Rumble or something along those lines. I don't care. But this year's Rumble, there are a few people that stand apart from the rest to win the 2025 Royal Rumble matches, and we'll get into them a little later on. The biggest reason I wanted to go to WWE Live was to see the Wyatts, the Wyatt Six. Because I saw Bray Wyatt at the first one, it was only fair that I get to see Uncle Howdy and the Wyatt Six at the latest installment of the show. But I didn't see Uncle Howdy. I did see the rest of the Wyatts, which is really awesome. Just looking at them walk down to the ring with the lights, everybody around me. There's nothing like it. They better have a big match at WrestleMania. But Uncle Howdy was not present. So where the hell is Uncle Howdy? I'm going to tell you right now. We have a big segment coming up on Monday Night Raw tomorrow night. I'm recording this right now. It's Sunday night, the night before, January 5th, 7:24 p.m. Tomorrow night is the first Raw of the Netflix era. The Wyatt Six will be going in, I guess, their final confrontation with the Final Testament. Uncle Howdy will be back. And with him, it's only presumed that he's going to walk through that door that Bray Wyatt and everybody talk about. And he will bring a version of Alexa Bliss. And I got to say it kind of funky because I don't want this freaking thing next to me to go off. We will be seeing Bliss, a new incarnation of her, a mix of Lily and The Fiend all in one. And it's not going to be supernatural. We're not going to see her throwing fireballs or some crap like she used to. It's going to be like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type of thing. I haven't seen anybody talk about this before. You don't know. You could add all different types of things into this new Bliss character. But her going against Scarlett, her teaming with her former tag team partner and former tag team champion alongside her, Nikki Cross, adding one more member, the true sixth member, who really takes from Bray Wyatt. You got Bo Dallas and Bliss taking from Wyatt, his two biggest supporters ever. It's just going to be an incredible moment for the Raw Netflix, which is going to be full and full and full of so much other stuff that people are going to remember for years to come. The rest of the lineup, CM Punk versus Seth Rollins, which is a WrestleMania main event. They're treating this Raw on Netflix debut like it's WrestleMania, which is insane to do that on a streaming platform. But for the first time, you want people to tune in. AEW just did it on Max. I watched on Max. It was very, very smooth. Very smooth watching it. I loved it. Hopefully Netflix doesn't have any issues, because more people are obviously going to be tuning in, because Raw is only on Netflix, while AEW is simulcasted. Anyway, we're not talking about AEW today. Punk versus Rollins, the main event of Raw on Netflix. Tons of implications of this one leading into the Rumble. Both of these guys are major favorites to win the Royal Rumble. Seth Rollins has been rumored to go up against Gunther at Mania. Punk has been rumored to go up against Gunther at Mania. You don't know which way they're going to go. Triple H has like three different WrestleMania cards booked. Now The Rock is coming to Raw as well. Rock was not supposed to be, but we assumed he'd be showing up. He just announced, "I will be at Raw." He did a long Twitter message. I don't understand why they had to announce this. Besides the point, I'm excited. Rock being back in WWE, leading into WrestleMania, that now makes The Rock, number one, a favorite to win the Rumble as well. And number two, we're probably getting Rock versus Cody at Mania. The matchup people were saying we were getting was going to be Cena versus Cody. So that won't happen, which means we get Cena versus Gunther and Rock versus Cody. And Roman Reigns versus CM Punk and Seth Rollins, I don't know where he goes. All different types of Mania cards. So I'm excited, especially when you got the tribal combat match between Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. The winner gets the Ulofala, and The Rock is going to interfere in this match. But on whose behalf? The Rock's going to have some stops on his road to WrestleMania. Will one of them be Solo? Will we get Rock versus Roman on Raw? Imagine me ever saying that. Imagine anybody saying that. I fully expect Solo Sikoa to win. Because you got to build him up. You don't want Roman to be right back to where he was. If Roman is getting Punk at Mania, why does he need to beat Solo? Solo should be getting a big marquee matchup at WrestleMania too. A lot of people are just forgetting about him. Solo's been doing great work. But looking at the landscape of the WWE now, where does he fit in on the card? Intercontinental Championship? United States Championship? What's the brands even going to look like? Who's going to be on what brand? I guess the Bloodline are on Raw now. Solo Sikoa versus Bron Breakker could very well be the match. So yeah, Tribal Combat, going to be a lot of shenanigans in this. They may just go the predictable way and have Roman beat him. Really ruins everything Solo's been doing for months. So I hope they don't go that route, but if they do, all right, I don't know. Moving on next. Women's World Championship. Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley in a last woman standing. Rhea's going to win. I don't want Rhea to win. Everybody forgets that she had a really, really, really long world title reign before she got hurt. And then Becky actually won a battle royal after Rhea had to vacate the belt to become champion. So Rhea's going to win this matchup. As excited as people are going to be, it's going to be a lot of the same. She is your biggest star in the brand, though, so I guess you got to belt her up. Who's going to be waiting for her? It will be, like I said, Becky Lynch coming back. Lots of moments going to be on this card. They'll probably have a match at the Rumble. It's going to be a great moment that they will show in all of the promotional material, like I've been saying, for years and years to come. You also have Drew McIntyre versus Jey Uso. You could go either way. This card is very unpredictable for Monday Night Raw. Drew McIntyre should get the win because you want him to be presented as one of your big names going into the Rumble. Jey Uso should also be a big name going into the Rumble as well. So flip a coin on this one. Drew and Jey is probably going to be the big focus heading into WrestleMania, where they'll have their blow off. So expect this to be one of many. It will be the beginning of the end. And by that, I mean the John Cena retirement tour starts. Really bittersweet. John Cena's going to come out, cut a promo, hyping everybody up, and he will be interrupted by somebody. It's just guaranteed at this point. The first of many people to interrupt John Cena, it will most likely be Logan Paul. Logan Paul is feuded with everybody that's been on his podcast, pretty much. John Cena was on the podcast. Singles match. Hopefully it's not the Mania match. Maybe they do it at a Saturday night's main event. Logan versus Cena at the Chamber would be nice. Expect them to go head-to-head in a promo battle, where in the Rumble, Cena would eliminate Logan Paul, probably in the final four. Cena wins the Rumble to go against Gunther at Mania. Cena has to defeat Logan Paul somewhere. This isn't a matchup people are clamoring to see, but it's one that I could really see Cena wanting, because Logan's just a natural in the ring, natural heel against John Cena's mega baby face. So we'll see if they actually go along with that. Hey, I'm excited. A lot of good stuff going on in WWE right now. Even look at what happened on SmackDown. Tiffany Stratton is your new women's champion. Your new WWE women's champion for the first time. Her second championship reign ever. She's had the NXT title, and then she had the Money in the Bank to cash it in and win the women's title off of Nia Jax. Triple H booking Money in the Bank, like, oh, let's run out there, get attacked, and not cash in. You do that for week after week after week after week. Tiffany does the same thing, but she somehow manages to outsmart the entire women's division. And it was a nice change of pace. Let's hope the next set of Money in the Bank winners actually get booked stronger. But for now, Tiffany, as your women's champion, changes your Mania card, changes what's happening at the Rumble. You're going to get Tiffany versus Nia. Come Netflix in the next week, who knows who's going to be on what roster. Charlotte Flair's coming back. Tiffany versus Charlotte. Tiffany versus Bianca. Bianca versus Charlotte. All these matches can happen. That's just me fantasy booking. Wait till I get into it. Things are only going to get bigger from here, heading into the biggest time of the year, the road to WrestleMania. Who's going to win the Rumble? Who's going to be in those title matches? And it really means a lot to me because I'm going to be at WrestleMania. If you guys didn't know, I'm going to be at Mania. These are really, really getting me. You know what I'm saying. Raw after Netflix is going to be bigger than WrestleMania 27 for sure. And I can't wait to watch it. We're having a big watch party, having a ton of people over. Going to have some White Castles. I'm going to have some nice drinks. Maybe I'll have a cheer wine, my soda of choice. But I can't wait. It's going to be one hell of a night. Let's hope they're not overhyping this, because this is going to be something special. They're booking it like a WrestleMania. This is WrestleMania 40 and a half. I wanted to come on here, say what's been going on. We're back to uploading. Back to getting some reactions on YouTube. Back to getting some watch-alongs for the Rumble. Even though the last one got copyrighted, I'm really mad. I'm fighting it. We have Moon Spider coming on from Legacy Pro Wrestling very, very soon. You will be having a teaser trailer on the YouTube channel within the next couple of days. I'm just very, very excited for the future. A lot of good stuff coming everybody's way. The YouTube channel almost at 4,000 subscribers. I need 99 more people to subscribe to me. But I've been your host, as always, Nick Pearl. We have rambled a lot about wrestling. And let's keep rambling, everybody. I'll catch you all on the next one.